But before that, there has been a fierce debate raging for the past month in America as the FBI were in a high-stakes legal battle with company Apple as they needed them to break into a phone. The court case was dropped once the FBI found another way to hack the phone, but now Apple have hit back and are saying they will be able to find and fix this gap in security. To talk us through this debate and what this means for the average phone user, we're joined by Naked Scientist tech wizard Peter Cowley. First up, why did the FBI want to get into this phone so badly, Peter?
Yes, it's been in the news quite a bit. It was because there was a very nasty terrorist incident in San Bernardino at the end of last year. There was a gunfight and both of the perpetrators were shot. But they had a number of mobile phones, two of which they'd crushed, but one was found. On the phone, you're probably aware how much there is on the phone nowadays, a smartphone. Basically, there may be emails, there may be phone calls, there may be text messages, there will be location, there'll be WhatsApp. You know, the location itself might be very relevant. So that's why we want to get in to continue the investigation.
And the phone was protected. I think it's an iPhone. How was it encrypted?
Yes, in fact, it was an older iPhone. It was a 5C, which came out about 3 or 4 years ago. And that only uses software encryption. The newer ones use hardware encryption as well in a really clever way, where there's actually a separate processor embedded on the main computer, which acts as the encryption module below the software, so that it's actually running some other software which is completely independent of the software that can be got up by somebody who's trying to hack into it. On top of that, it's got specific encrypted hardware between the main memory and the flash memory. So that's encryption, but also, of course, you do need to get into it, and so that you put a passcode into it. And what they have got software in there to, that stops you putting the passcode in too many times. Otherwise, it will actually delete all the memory. And it takes a bit of time to do that. And in fact, what they were trying to do, the FBI, was to ask Apple to speed that up and remove the maximum number. But even that would have taken, in fact, it works out, if you put a 13-digit passcode in, it would still take 12,500 years to try all the combinations.
And what was the stance of Apple when they refused to break in?
Well, first of all, they gave them a few clues on how to do it. They said, go around to the Wi-Fi system and switch it back on again in the house they were renting, and it should back itself to the iCloud. Unfortunately, something had happened in between to do with the person who owned the iPhone that meant that they couldn't get any data off that. So at that point then, Apple were asked whether they could break into it, and they said no. And they said no because basically for a number of reasons, but the most important one, that it would effectively set a legal precedent. It would allow the government or a law enforcement agency to ask them to get into any phone at that point. They also said that if it got into the wild, i.e. got loose, their method of breaking in, it could be used by criminals then. So anybody could then get into any phone.
The FBI found a way in despite all this. How can this affect the rest of us who don't feel like we've got anything to hide?
We have got stuff to hide, haven't we? We've got things like PIN codes, passwords, bank account details. Now, obviously, we shouldn't put that on our phones, but I'm sure plenty of people do. And if you were to put that on your phone and not lock it, you've got a device there that is lost in the street, will give access to all kinds of things. So you've got partly that. Partly the fact that if somebody wants to target you as a criminal and starts to understand what your movements are, where you've been, etc., they can plan something, like they could plan potentially when you're not at home because you've gone to work. So there is data on there which is of use to a criminal. So although we might feel and we know we are not criminals in ourselves, there is something on there that could be used by the criminal fraternity. Really, there's a conflict between the amount of privacy you want to keep and what the security forces and the government need to know in order to protect ourselves. So you're really comparing, you've got a conflict between our own privacy and society's benefit. And that shouldn't be decided by one particular case. It should be decided at a very high level by discussion. And if you look in the States, the tech companies definitely want privacy, but the senators and Congress over there are not quite sure. They did a survey, actually, and there was 50% said on the side of Apple and 45% on the side of the government. So, you know, the population doesn't really know.
Yeah, it's a tricky question. Well, thank you very much, Peter. That's Peter Cowley.